This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Sports Saturday as we get back in to our high school sports coverage as the fall sports will officially begin practice on Monday. We've got schools going back into session next week as well. Hope you enjoyed our summer series here throughout the past few months on Sports Saturday. Of course, we brought you three classic Terry Tote broadcasts. You can find all of those podcasted on our website at WSMIRadio.com. And, you know, Terry had a great love and passion for the soccer, and that's what we're going to focus on today. This is our boys' soccer preview show. We're going to be talking to Carlinville head coach Tim Johnson in just a moment. We're going to catch up with Gillespie head coach Jono Verticchio, along with Staunton coach Matt Larson, Lincolnwood assistant coach Daniel Bonnell, and Hillsborough coach Jason Burke, all on the way this hour here on WSMI Sports Saturday. Do want to mention the Gillespie Middle School softball tournament going on today at Welfare Park. Just got underway. Gillespie Bunker Hill on field one right now. Bunker Hill Carlinville at 10:30. Gillespie Carlinville at noon. Those are all on field one. Then on field two, you've got Nokomis Triad. That's underway right now. Nokomis Calhoun at 10:30. Triad Calhoun at noon. Third and fifth place games begin at 1:30. Championship game at 3. That's free admission today at Welfare Park. All the money raised from their concessions will go back into the Gillespie Middle School program, which is entirely parent-funded. So go out to Welfare Park in Gillespie today and support the Gillespie Middle School softball program. We are happy to be joined on the phone right now by Carlinville soccer coach Tim Johnson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. The last time you and I talked, you were getting set to play a girls' soccer sectional championship game, and I would imagine the time between then and now has gone quite quickly.
Oh, yeah. Those summers, you know, you hear it all the time, but they go quick, very quick. But we're ready to get started for another school year and another fall soccer season.
You know, a lot of times, Tim, in the summer, people think about, well, what's the basketball team doing? What's the football team doing? We know baseball and softball are big in the summer. What is summer like for your soccer program?
We're casually busy. you know, we get together a couple times a week and just have some training sessions, and we also run a 5v5 league similar to, like, football 7v7. That we do here in Carlinville, and we've got about eight high school boys teams and about seven or eight high school girls teams that come and play in it, and it's a good time to get some competition and enjoy the weather.
Yeah, you know, we had a much cooler, wetter summer, it seems like, this year than we've become accustomed to, and nobody ever complains about that when you don't have to drip in the 100-degree days. And it looks like, of course, you know, practice starts on Monday, and of course hot and humid is in the forecast.
I guess as a coach, as uncomfortable as that is, that's the way the weather is going to be eventually here in late August and September, so we might as well just get ready for it.
Absolutely. And you are losing a good chunk of your conference championship team from a year ago, but I know you still have pretty high expectations for this upcoming season.
Oh, yeah. We lost the biggest group I've had to date, which was 12 seniors, and eight of those were starters. And that was a great group for us to go through, and they stayed together for 4 years. And it's hard to see them go. Mm-hmm. But we're excited about this year. We have a bunch of guys who are returning who were on the team last year who are ready to step up. They couldn't have seen a better example of how to lead and how to be upperclassmen than what they saw last year from that large group of seniors. They really led the way, and I think our new group of seniors are ready to take over.
And you've got a big group of sophomores and juniors, like you just said. They may not have been, quote-unquote, stars for you last year, but the things they learned a year ago should benefit them greatly this season, where they're going to be big contributors for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's the excitement from my standpoint, is just to see the kids grow. You know, when they come in as freshmen and all the way for a high school career, there's so much change that happens within an individual and a team. And we've been seeing it with these guys, and It's kind of funny, some of the sophomores from last year, you look at them and say, you know, you're an upperclassman now, and it's almost like eye-opening to them just to say it right there. But they're ready to lead, and they're ready to step up.
As you enter your seventh season now, Tim, as the boys' coach, you certainly have your program and your expectations in place. So is that something you see as the kids, as freshmen, come into the program, they understand this is what Coach Johnson expects of us?
I think so. I hope so. And I hope so in a good way. You know, the younger group we have now, I'm very close with. I teach elementary physical education, so I'm aware of them. I've seen them plenty of times in the past, and actually with our local club traveling soccer team, Impact FC, which does a great job with our local soccer guys. I actually coached some of these incoming freshmen and sophomores a handful of years ago in club soccer, so we're familiar with each other.
And I think that's such an important aspect when the coach is also a teacher, specifically in the school that you coach at, because we always talk about athletics just being another classroom, just an extension of the classroom. And so these kids, they see you in an academic setting. They know who you are. And on the flip side, you know who they are, so they're not going to slip anything past you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's good to develop the relationships with any student or athlete, but especially ones that are going to eventually be, you know, high school players. For me, it's nice to be able to, you know, establish the communication lines and have some things in common we can talk about, you know, long before high school sports even come around.
And, of course, you know, Crawlinville, known as a football school, football town. But I remember when we talked last spring, you were talking about the kind of the new branding you were going for soccer. You don't want a boys program and a girls program. You want a Crawlinville soccer program.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always been our goal in the way that we say it. And I think we're there. Our boys team and our girls team get along very well. They support each other very well. They do off-season stuff together. And back to the Carlinville thing, I think Carlinville is just a great overall, you know, school. The athletics are amazing. Football is amazing. And plenty of other sports are amazing, as well as our band and our musical and everything they got going on. It's just this town is doing a great job. Just with their youth and the way that the community is involved with everything, it's great to see.
That Crawlinville marching band is about as good as you're going to find at the high school level. And I know when I was talking to Don Borgini several months ago, he's spearheading, of course, the turf project at Crawlinville. And that was one of his big points was, we get this turf in, it benefits the band, it benefits the PE, but he specifically mentioned it benefits the soccer because we can get them back on campus.
Oh yeah, it's a great goal. It's a great project. Don has just been doing a tremendous amount of work, and a lot of other community members have as well. We're very happy to have them. And as a soccer program, you know, Loveless Park out there has taken care of us for a long time. They've done a great job with it, but you know, I'd be honest, I would love to be able to be back home, you know, on school grounds, on campus. That would be great for us.
There's just something nice about being able to walk out the back door of the school and be at your facility.
Yeah, I agree. A little bit less excuses for being late to practice, too.
There you go. Talking to Tim Johnson, the Crawlinville soccer coach. And, Tim, as you kind of look, obviously, practice starts on Monday, so there's maybe not a good way to know or have a sense of what the conference is going to be this year. How do you see it right now?
Balanced, competitive, probably everything we would want it to be. You know, there's so many great coaches in our conference and in our area, as well as soccer teams. And I'm not sure that I see one team that really, really stands out for me. You know, we expect to always compete towards the top half, the front end of the conference. Hillsborough is up there all the time, and Staunton has been good. You know, Greenville, I could name off almost every team. Mm-hmm. They're doing great. And, you know, even John Overticchio over at Gillespie Litchfield Co-op, he's doing great things with that team and those kids, and I expect to see them a lot more competitive this year as well.
Tim Johnson, we appreciate a few minutes of your time this morning, and have fun when practice gets underway on Monday, and good luck this season, sir.
Hey, thank you, Tim. I got to give a shout-out to my daughter who's listening. Hi, Austin.
Perfect. All right. Tim, thank you so much for some time here this morning on Sports Saturday and our boys' soccer preview show. You heard Coach Johnson mention Jono Verticchio, the head coach at the Gillespie-Litchfield Co-op. We're going to talk to Jono when Sports Saturday rolls on following these messages on WSMI.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize, and I found the music bed.
Thank you very much, David Jenkins, here on our boys' soccer preview show. We're going to catch up with Gillespie coach Jono Verticchio here in just a minute on Sports Saturday. We still have Matt Larson to come, also Daniel Bonnell and Jason Burke all set to join us here on our boys' soccer preview show. Just talked to Tim Johnson, of course, with Carthenville, and they once again will be hosting the Carthenville Kickoff Classic that'll start on Friday, August the 30th. And this is a great early season soccer tournament. In Pool A, you have Carthenville, Springfield Lutheran, Hillsboro, Athens, and Metro East Lutheran. In Pool B, you have Jersey, Lincolnwood, Gillespie, Wood River, and Staunton. It's always a great early season test as these teams get in a good number of games in the first week of the season, and that is always a fun week of soccer. Carlinville, it doesn't matter what sport, they just do a great job of hosting whatever tournament they set out to do. So that'll start on Friday, August the 30th. And Jono Verticchio and the Gillespie Miners will be in that Carlinville Kickoff Classic. They will be playing on Saturday, August the 31st, Tuesday, September 3rd, and Wednesday, September the 4th. But first things first, I got to start some practice. And Coach Verticchio, Tim Mize here on WSMI. How are you, sir?
Good, Tim. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, glad to do it. And your second year with Gillespie, and I would imagine the second year a little calmer than the first year just because you have a little bit better idea what to expect from the program.
For sure. It's much more I know what I'm getting into this year. We have a much more of a plan to put in place with the kids. We've been able to recruit some kids. We're really looking forward to this second year.
And, of course, you have the Litchfield Co-op, and when you can get two communities like Gillespie and Litchfield into the same program, that can really result in a nice pool of talent.
It sure can. We have a nice – our starting lineup is pretty much half Gillespie and half Litchfield. It's been, I think, really beneficial for both schools to come together. It was something I was a little worried about last year, a coach from Carlinville and a new co-op, but it worked out beautifully, actually. Everybody got along. Everybody welcomed each other. It was spectacular.
And, you know, that's the fear, I think, when schools get involved with the co-op, it is, are we going to have anybody interested from the school coming in? And in this case, that is certainly what happened, and you also ended up getting a great goalkeeper out of it.
Oh, we sure did. Yes, Cameron Crow. He's going to be a sophomore this year in Litchfield. He's just spectacular. I personally think he's probably going to be the best goalie in the conference this year, and really in the area. He's been the goalie for Impact FC for the last few years, and he's just spectacular. And besides being a great goalie, he's a great kid.
And when the great players are also great kids, as a coach, that just makes your job easier, doesn't it?
It makes it so much easier. Before I got into this, I heard a few horror stories about the star player not necessarily being, you know, a team player, mm-hmm. or listening to the coach from other coaches that they had experienced. And we really had none of that. It was the star players are, you know, everybody treated everybody equally, and there was really no hierarchy on our team. We really were a team.
And as great as Cameron Crow is, I guess ideally, if your goalkeeper never has to do anything, that's perfect, isn't it?
That's the goal. That's for sure. We like to have him do as little as possible during games, and we're going to set up our defense this year. We're going to try to focus a lot more on defense and put some hold them to some lower numbers in hopes that, you know, our offense can then help pick it up and we can win a few more games.
Who will be some of your key contributors defensively and in the midfield?
Defensively in the midfield, our defense is going to be anchored in the middle by both Caleb Kreider and Chance Reinisch. They're both from Gillespie. They're both spectacular kids as well. Top of their class, involved in multiple different extracurricular activities. They both have speed and aggressiveness. So they really are great players. And then in the midfield, we have Evan Young from Glisby as well. He played with Impact FC a few years. He's another just stud in the midfield. And we have a bunch of others. We have Nate Fetter, who's coming in from Litchfield. He'll be a freshman this year, but we are really excited for Nate. We've got to watch him a few times in summer league, and he's one of those kids that when you see him, you know he has talent.
Coach, how important is the club soccer in terms of helping the varsity team at the high school level?
I don't think it can be overstated how important it is. The kids getting good quality instruction and playing with each other more year-round has really helped advance the soccer, I would say, everywhere in this area. There's a lot of good programs, and all of them really have a few players, at least, that are playing for Impact FC, and the way that it has improved soccer in the area has just been spectacular.
And the South Central Conference it's such a solid – every sport is a solid league, but the soccer portion of the conference, once again, is going to be extremely difficult this year.
Yes, it is. We're looking forward to continuing to climb that ladder. We had been in the bottom for a few years, but we're making our way up. But it's tough when you have really good programs like Staunton and Hillsborough and Carlinville that have been there year in and year out. So we're catching up a little bit, but I think we're doing a good job, and we're going to surprise some people this year.
So as far as your goals coming in to the year, Coach Verticchio says Glisby had a good season. If what happens?
We're going to focus mainly on character this year. Character and just respect, and we think that wins and losses will take care of themselves if we do that. We already have a great character team, but our focus is we're going to play the game the right way. One of the things that I'm really going to emphasize with my team this year is that it doesn't matter your skill level. There are certain things that are always in your control, the way you hustle and the way you talk on the field. And those are going to be the things that we emphasize to really make sure that we have a good cohesive team.
And that right there, Coach, that is what high school athletics is supposed to be all about. Of course, everybody wants to win. When you go out and you put the blood and the sweat and the tears into it, you want to win. But if you're not conducting yourself in a way that can make your parents and your community proud, then you haven't won anything.
100%. And that's something that I was so proud of last year, is the way that my team and their parents and everybody conducts themselves. Another thing you hear as a first-time coach coming in is some horror stories about, parents or other things going on the sidelines. We had none of it. We have the best parent group. They're just spectacular. Jenny Benny is kind of the head of it. She's a teacher, I believe, over in Mount Olive, but her son, Chance Reinish, is on the team. And, it's so nice to get that kind of support and to not have to worry about that. When I'm at a game, I get to focus on my team, and I don't have to be distracted by what's going on the other sideline.
Yeah, that makes your life a heck of a lot easier. And,
sure does.
When the parents behave themselves, the kids tend to behave themselves. It's funny how that works. But you guys have three seniors on the club. Talk a little bit about your senior leadership this year.
Yeah, we last year we had, I believe we had five. This year we only have three. We're a very young team this year. But the three seniors that we have are just spectacular. It's Chance Reinish, who I've already talked about a little bit. But then we also have Trey Davey from Litchfield. He's played club soccer with Impact FC before. He could be a real star on the offense for us. We're hoping he's going to team up with some of our younger players this year, kind of take him under his wing on the offensive side so we can keep developing there. It's just, we have a really, really good group right now.
And I mentioned that Carlinville Kickoff Classic, how solid it is at the start of the year. So you'll find out in a hurry where you're solid and what you need to improve.
Yes, 100%. And, the Kickoff Classic was a great experience for us. I'm sorry, I didn't mention Evan. I did mention him earlier, but Evan Young is our other senior that provides a lot of leadership there. But the Kickoff Classic was interesting. Last year, we had three games before it, and we were outscored, I believe, 22-0. We didn't really have an identity. But at the Kickoff Classic, we got a great opportunity because we had the first game, and I believe we had the last game. So that meant we had 6 hours in between. And what we did is we set up camp. We got a big Subway lunch for everybody. We all just hung out together. Nobody left. And it was a real bonding day. And from there on out, we were more than competitive. We won a couple games in the Kickoff Classic the next few days, and we kept going forward. So the Kickoff Classic is a dear tournament to me because I always played in it as a kid, and just it was the highlight of the summer. But it was awesome last year.
And, you know, Coach, for maybe people who weren't involved in team sports, they might not understand the importance of team bonding. And if the team is together in one unit, that's only going to help them with their actual on-field performance.
100%. You know, I mean, soccer truly is a team sport. When you have 11 kids on the field, you need them to know that they're a team and that they have each other's back and support each other. You know, there's some other sports where you may be able to get away with having a, you know, one person dominate a little more, but not soccer. I mean, you really need to be able to pass, be able to communicate, like I was talking about earlier. If you don't have, it doesn't matter how good your stars are, if you don't have a cohesive team, you're just not going to have a successful year.
John Verticchio, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time this morning, sir. And hey, have fun when practice starts on Monday.
We sure will. Thanks a lot.
All right. That is John Verticchio, the head coach of the Gillespie Litchfield Soccer Co-op. And we're getting set now to switch gears to the Staunton Soccer Program as they are entering their 20th season. Hard to believe, 20 years of soccer at Staunton. And they're going to have a short ceremony before their season opener on August 26th against Jersey to kind of recognize all the people involved in the program over the course of the last 20 years. And head coach Matt Larson joins us on the phone right now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. It's good to talk to you. Of course, there's been many a times where back in the day we would talk before a varsity basketball game, but here we are now getting set for you to enter your fourth year as the boys' soccer coach. And I guess just how's the experience been for you through the first 3 years?
I'll tell you what, I've learned a lot already. You know, it's kind of been helpful, like you said, coaching other sports. And, you know, I've had some good mentors over the years. I coached basketball with Steve Moore, and he was actually one of our soccer coaches. And I worked under Brad Folk, who's also our girls' coach as well. And I've worked with all kinds of different coaches, gained all kinds of different experiences. And being that good assistant has helped me over the years to hopefully kind of lead the team now. So, you know, I'm no longer a rookie anymore, I guess, in my fourth year. And hopefully we've got the program going in the right direction. So.
And when you are an assistant coach, it certainly gives you a different perspective. So then when you become the head coach of a program, I would imagine that that gives you a good way to relate to your assistant coaches.
Absolutely. And I think and I've got one of the best assistant coaches. You know him real well, Ed Herschel.
Oh, yeah.
And he does everything I ask him to, and he's got a good eye for the game. And he actually, even before he started coaching soccer, he took another assistant coaching job for our girls team just so he could kind of practice and prepare and be ready for the boys as well, too. And I don't think he's given either one of those up because he loves both of them. And, I mean, the guy, like I said, he does everything for us. He drives our bus for us and everything, too. So
I don't think he gets a day off.
It's great to have that good assistant.
Yeah, he's a great guy, Ed Herschel. You know, it's guys like that really make small schools operate because he's a selfless guy, and he dedicates his time to the program, and you know the kids appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely, too. And he's got, like I said, he's got a ton of heart and, you know, some knowledge and experience now. So hopefully, like I said, we've got between him and me and everything, program going in the right direction. So,
I guess one of your big challenges this year, Matt, is going to be replacing all the goal scoring you lost. Your all-time leading scorer, Carson Rantanen, obviously graduated. And I know last year, every time I looked at the box score, 2 goals, 3 goals, 4 goals. So when you lose that much offensive production, talk about just kind of the challenge. It won't be one person that replaces Carson. It'll take a unit.
Exactly. And we've always been kind of a team unit. And we tried last year a couple things to get Carson the ball and make sure that, you know, he had opportunities for you know, to be successful. And he absolutely was. And I think this year it's going to have to be a little more where we work together and build. And we've got basically all of our defense back. We do lose our starting goalie from last year. But when we play and we practice and everything, we really look like we're a good team. We move forward and start out of the back out of a counterattack. So hopefully this year we can find some different ways of scoring. And I think there's going to be a little bit more of a spread, a little even spread, whenever it comes to our goal scoring this year. So.
And talk a little bit about the importance of the counterattack. That really is a big key to the game of soccer.
Oh, absolutely. And I think some teams will even actually do this. They'll kind of wait back, and as you attack and kind of spread yourself out, they'll pick their spots and they'll choose. And as soon as they intercept that ball, they're going. And, you know, it gets you on your back heels. I know Carlinville's done that to us a few years back, and Hillsborough can do it pretty well as well, too. So we've got to really watch out. There's a lot of teams, especially some of these teams you had John on earlier, and they're learning a lot of new skills as well, and they can do some counterattacks, got some fast kids up top. So we've got some good competition in that South Central Conference for sure.
This is one of those leagues, Matt, where there's not a night off. There's no such thing as an easy game when you play in the South Central.
No, that's for sure. I know, like, when we do all these different tournaments and stuff, it's kind of funny because we end up playing each other multiple times. I know we end up playing Carlinville and Gillespie again, and it's good competition, but it never means enough until you actually play that conference game, you know. And it's just you can never just, you know, expect one, because obviously every game is a tooth and nail.
And obviously you guys lost a heartbreaker last year in the regional, double overtime, 1-0, and you mentioned you got a lot of your defense coming back. Is that type of loss last year that ends your season, was that any type of motivation throughout the offseason headed into this year?
Oh, absolutely. I think, and you're going to have Jason Burke on later on, so you have to give him a hard time. Jason's such a great guy, and that game, if anybody was there and saw that game, it was just, you know, back and forth, and nobody wanted to give up, and that thing could have gone into triple overtime, you know, it just seemed like, and, you know, if they would have let it in. And our kids, you know, losing that heartbreaker, you know, that last-minute goal under a minute left to go, and just it kind of, if nothing else, it brings out that character in you. And I had a lot of kids, I could see their faces after the game was over, but, you know, my seniors were obviously upset, but my younger kids, the ones that are going to be carrying the torches this year, they really took that to heart, and I think they're going to really, you know, have that fire in them when they play this year. So.
And you've got senior captains this year in Brent Kinder, J.J. Brandt, and Ian Bridges. Just talk a little bit about those three young men.
Well, I know Brent's the Kinder family we've kind of talked about for years because there's been so many of them.
how many are left?
He's the last boy.
Brent
Kinder's the last one, so he's going to be one of our leaders in the back. He's kind of a defensive mid, and he's going to be a big part of our counterattack, I think, this year. And Ian has been a phenomenal soccer player throughout, and he's going to finally get his shot this year to kind of just be a captain and be a big part of our offense. He's a creator for us, and he's our kind of attacking mid, and so it's amazing to see him with the ball and what he can do. He really, on a soccer field, you don't always get to see it, but off soccer field, and you watch him in practice, and he's juggling like crazy, you know, upwards of 300, 400 times. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And then JJ in the back, he's only a three-year player, but he seems like he's been playing forever. I mean, the guy he controls the team. He's very vocal. You know, he's a tall kid in the back, and I think he's going to really be an anchor on our defense.
And sometimes for seniors, it goes by so fast. Do you get the sense that your seniors have come to the reality that this is it? This is the last rodeo.
I think there's a part of that too, and I'm kind of thinking that they're really embracing this, you know, 20th year for boys soccer. I think they're going to really, you know, remember that and look back on that as like they were the ones that kind of, you know, had this anniversary season. And we're doing one of our big themes this year is tradition, and you know, we talk about our boys and how they are not where they got today without people before them, and so they want to pass on that legacy to the younger kids as well too. And I think that shows a lot of, you know, respect for the program, heart for the city and the town of Staunton and Mount Olive, and I just, it's a neat thing to see the kids kind of want to pass that torch.
And when you get into an anniversary season like this, it's a lot easier to appreciate and recognize the history. I know you guys are going to have a ceremony before your opening game against Jersey.
Yeah, we actually are going to be doing kind of like honoring all the past coaches that we've had. We've had five coaches before me, and, you know, each one kind of has kind of done two or three, 4 years or so. And so this one, hopefully, after we do this year, and I, you know, if I'm able to make it back, I will be the longest tenured coach done. So we've kind of, it's one of those things where it's been you know, somebody's kind of come in and stepped up and always just, you know, been able to take over the role and do good things, and each person has added one thing to the program at least, you know, and always pushed it forward, and it's been great to see, and I want to kind of honor those guys as we start off our season this year.
And you mentioned a moment ago the Mount Olive co-op. What are the numbers you're getting from Mount Olive?
They've been you know, pretty low. We've only had one kid over the last few years, and we have a prospect from Mount Olive this year that's kind of on the fence whether or not he's going to play or not. But, you know, it's really been, you know, a co-op without really much of a co-op. Like
right.
I said, we had the one kid, Brendan Schoen, who started off at Gillespie, actually. And then whenever Gillespie and Mount Olive combined, he went with them. And then it kind of changed last second, and then he ended up coming to Staunton. So we had our last 2 years with him, and we really enjoyed him as a goalkeeper. And he's just got a great personality. But now we replace him, and we've got a younger kid coming in, Daniel Pratt, who's a junior, actually, but just inexperienced as far as, you know, varsity time. And I think he's really taken a lot of steps forward to hopefully replace that missing hole in the defense.
Matt Larson, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. Always a pleasure to talk, sir, and best of luck this year.
Absolutely, Tim. It seems weird to talk about boys soccer without talking about Terry Tote. You know what I'm saying?
It does.
I always love the guy, great guy, and we'll miss him, for sure.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Matt. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
And, yeah, it is weird to be talking soccer without Terry Tote. And it's going to get real weird here in just a moment because we're talking about Lincolnwood soccer without Terry Tote. And, of course, the Lancers will play all their home games at Terry Tote Field this year. And as I was looking at the schedule, putting it all together, you know, when you see Lancer home game, Terry Tote Field, it just kind of makes you sad. It makes you happy. There's just a range of emotions that go into that. And we're going to talk now with Lincolnwood assistant coach Daniel Bonnell. And, Daniel, good morning, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Hey, glad to have you on. You've drawn the short stick here. You have to talk to me while Joe Webb gets to be in Florida. Something's not right about that.
Well, you know, he is the boss, right? So he gets all the perks out of it.
Daniel, as you look at the Lancer team this year, kind of what's your overall expectation and kind of synopsis of your club?
Well, I think we have a nice blend of, underclassmen and upperclassmen. We're about split 50-50. I think it's about 10 upperclassmen, about 12 underclassmen. So we have some people returning who really contributed to the team last year. And I think our goal overall is to be competitive game in, game out, and really play our best soccer toward regional and, you know, hopefully compete for some hardware at the end of the season.
And Lincolnwood, of course, accustomed to being in that position. And you guys have a tough schedule, so that gives you hope for what you just said, gearing up for regional when you play the type of schedule you're going to play.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure if you ask Coach Webb, he said the same thing. You know, our ultimate goal and, you know, our objective is to compete for those regional championships. And the way to do that is we want to have a tough schedule and really prepare our players for the type of competition they'll be playing in those type of scenarios.
And as I look at your schedule, I don't see off the top of my head a school smaller than you.
No, that would, yeah, we always play the bigger schools, kind of like I've been saying, just trying to get that competition, show them what winning soccer is all about. And, you know, some teams might be better than us, but the way you get better is playing good schools, good competition. I think our schedule really reflects that. We're playing a lot of high-quality opponents.
And you got 7 starters coming back from last year. That's a nice place to start.
Oh, absolutely. And again, it kind of leads into that nice blend of experienced players and be able to bring in some youth who will be able to help us out.
Of course, the Lincolnwood Nokomis Co-op, this has been a long-running thing over a good number of years. And it looks like you've got some good contributors coming in from Nokomis once again.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every year we have contributors from all the schools that we co-op with. So it really helps that, I think you talked about earlier, when we co-op with a different school, you know, sometimes you worry, are we going to get some quality players to join us? We don't have to worry about that. Every school that joins us always sends in quality kids who aren't only good on the soccer field, but also good character.
And, Daniel, of course, I can't talk about Lincolnwood soccer without thinking about Terry Tote and his reach across the entire Lincolnwood landscape is so vast. It continues to be felt even to this day. And with you guys playing at Terry Tote Field, he's kind of going to be on the minds, I think, of a lot of the Lancer faithful all season long.
Oh, absolutely. He's definitely the definition of soccer at Lincolnwood. So I know when Joe and I both started out, he both reached out to us and, you know, kind of gave us the rundown of how things were and, you know, was always willing to help out with anything we'd ask. So he's definitely, Mr. Soccer at Lincolnwood.
He really is. And I know he told me a number of times some of the his best times when he was helping out with the Lincolnwood soccer program. He just loved it so much, and soccer had such a special place in his heart. And as you guys look at this season coming up, obviously you have to play for yourselves and do your thing, but there'd be no better way to honor Terry than to go out and have a solid year.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sure everyone would be thinking the same thing. That, again, that's our goal. So, you know, hopefully we can make Terry proud this year.
That's right. And I know that you guys will, because you'll go out, you'll compete hard. And he always loved the tough schedule. He didn't like the teams that went out and scheduled the soft ones just to get the W's. He wanted a tough schedule. Challenge yourself, because that's what it's all about, challenging yourself.
Exactly. You really find out who you are as a team when you're playing tough opponents and you're really challenging yourself.
Daniel Bonnell, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time this morning, sir, and best of luck this year.
Oh, thanks for having me, and thanks.
All right, Daniel Bonnell, assistant coach at Lincolnwood. He got the short straw as Joe Webb enjoying some vacation time in Florida. But, yeah, we will be obviously following the Lancer program very closely this year, coming off of an 8-13 campaign last year, but with seven starters back, the future certainly bright for Lincolnwood. We need to get to a break. We're back with Jason Burke and the Topper Soccer Program when Sports Saturday rolls on.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize.
Thank you very much, David Jenkins, as we continue our boys' soccer preview show here on FM 106. Going to catch up with Hillsborough head coach Jason Burke in just a moment here on WSMI. Next Saturday, we will have our volleyball preview show, and then the Saturday after that, the 24th, will be our football preview show, and then, of course, Football Friday coming up on August the 30th. And that is hard to believe it has already gotten to that point. But here we are. School starts next week. All the practices officially begin on Monday, so right back into another high school sports season we go. Out at Welfare Park today in Gillespie, the Gillespie Middle School softball team is hosting a tournament. They are underway right now. They've got multiple fields working here. They got three games on each field. Gillespie and Bunker Hill underway on field one. Nokomis and Triad underway on field two. Bunker Hill and Carlinville will play at 10:30 on field one. Nokomis and Calhoun at 10:30 on field two. Then Gillespie and Carlinville at noon on field one. Triad and Calhoun at noon on field two. And then third place games at 1:30. Championship game at 3. Admission is free into the park. Concessions will all go back into the Gillespie Middle School program, which is parent funded. And I've been told they have Chick-fil-A sandwiches. So exactly. Get out. If nothing else, go out to Welfare Park and have lunch with a delicious Chick-fil-A sandwich today. All the money will benefit the Gillespie Middle School softball program. Happy to be joined right now by Jason Burke, the Hillsborough Hilltopper head coach. Good morning, Burke.
Morning, Ken. How's it going?
Hey, it's going good for me. And I almost was shocked. I did not realize this was your 14th year. Does it seem like that?
I know. It's crazy. We just celebrated our 15th anniversary of getting married, and then we started school right away, and it was just been a blur since.
So I guess you have no excuse for ever forgetting your anniversary if it's that close to the start of the soccer season.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. And our second child, Renna, was supposed to be born the day before practice started 2 years ago, but we all know how that one ended. So we got a couple weeks before.
Jason, before we get into your soccer season, I know you are down with Cameron getting some treatments today. Just kind of give us an update on him and how things are going for you guys.
Oh, he's doing awesome. This has been the best summer he's ever had because he's so much more mobile. He's running everywhere, walking anywhere he wants to go, some places he doesn't need to be. so he's been a joy to watch, and he's just so proud of his ability to get around so much better now. And it's been awesome to see him develop. So he's been doing great. He's got a lot more words, got a lot more imitations. He's really starting to flourish, so we're really proud of him.
Yeah, that is just wonderful and fantastic news. And you know, when you have a child that has a medical condition, boy, it puts things in perspective real quick. But on the other side of it, boy, sometimes the sport can be kind of a place to get away for you and just get lost in some good old soccer.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, it's it's nice to have those guys on the sidelines watching, and it's fun to see them run up to you after the game. But whenever our guys are playing, it's a nice retreat to kind of just focus on something else for a little bit. It's kind of selfish to sound like that, but it's true. I think any coach, you know, will say the same, that you know, that little bit of time you just have to focus on the job at hand, and that is nice. So.
And you've had now 13 previous seasons. Does this year, like, does it feel different than the previous in terms of your team, what you have back? Just kind of how are you gauging what you have this year maybe compared to what you've had in years past?
Yeah, it is a little bit different. Like I told you the other day, we're senior heavy and sophomore heavy, but in between, not much different. Very few juniors and very few freshmen, which it kind of, you know, it kind of ebbs and flows. But it's kind of different in that respect. But I think we're going to be okay. We've got a lot of places that we can fill voids, and we've got so many guys that are really, really versatile, where they can play back, middle, front, everything. Looking forward to seeing them in some different spots for sure. So.
And you've built up a program where there is a level of expectation that your kids are expected to meet year in, year out.
Yeah, we've been fortunate. Ever since we took over, really, to just have incredible guys that have played for so long. And I, you know, it's a real testament to Matt Lentz and Bill Christian and Eric Roach and those guys and Dave, you know, Mattson, here just lately, that have been running a lot of the junior program. These guys have played together forever, and they've stuck with it, and that's awesome. So it's not me for sure. It's these guys that are doing the lower level stuff, and the kids are they're falling in love with it, and they're continuing on through. So we've been fortunate to have some kids that have really cared about soccer for more than just 3 months at a time. Because in a small town, every coach knows you get them for about 3 months, and then they go into basketball for 3 months, and baseball or track for 3 months, and you know, it's kind of a revolving door of interest, but we've got some guys that are really focused on soccer, and that's made a big difference.
You're too modest, Burke. I think you had a little something to do with it over the last 13-plus years. But I understand, I understand what you're saying.
The lower... I've won a game, but I've lost a bunch.
that's exactly right. But the lower levels are so important, because if that foundation isn't established early, by the time they get to high school, it's too late.
Right, yeah, and that is one thing that I have struggled with in the past, is, you know, really developing guys who don't have a lot of skill already, and it's just because, like you said, by the time they get to this level, we're already working on some other things, you know, so it's been great to see the level of just basic skill and basic fundamentals that are already taken care of, so by the time they get to us, we can work on set pieces, polishing different things. The lower levels, and I know Matt Lentz has talked so much about just getting back to basics, and if you can't do this, then there's no way you're going to be able to do this. So he's been great with that, and yeah, we've been fortunate not to have to try to reinvent the wheel with anybody. They've already got a really good foundation of skills. So.
And this year you're going to have to replace a lot of your midfield. You lost, what, three-quarters of your midfield to graduation. So that'll be a big thing for you here in your early season workouts.
Yes, for sure. We've got the Atkins boys, Eli and Isaiah. They graduated. They were my two outsides. And then Justin Kershaw, who did anything I asked of him, and the Atkins boys did too. Justin could play up top, in the middle, in the back. A couple times he did play in the back. But, so that's going to be tough just because those guys had played together so much. And they were kind of just so complimentary of each other. They knew where each other was going to be and all that. So that'll be a little bit of a learning curve. But some of these sophomores and a couple juniors are ready to step up and fill those voids. And we're excited to see them get their chance. But for sure going to be tough in the middle, because that's, you know, that's kind of where the quarterback, you know, a lot of times comes from the play, and it, you know, starts middle up, and it'll be interesting to see these guys come in and kind of take over for their chance. So,
and I know, hopefully. Jason, you have a few freshmen that you really like, but freshmen at the varsity level, you never really know until you know.
That's right, and this is a different kind of sport, because so many times, you know, freshmen if it's in football, you know, it's almost like a minor league kind of thing for them. In soccer and in basketball here lately too, freshmen can play immediately. So that's one thing that that is a little bit different with high school soccer. They can come in and contribute immediately. But you're right. They get up there and they realize, you know, hey, eighth grade, we were all eighth graders, but now some of these guys are big, and the speed of the game is the toughest thing for them to get used to. But so that'll be neat to see those guys kind of develop as well. But yeah, it'll be a little bit of a learning curve for them, I'm sure. So
we're talking to Matt Larson earlier in the hour, and I mentioned to him about the crazy regional game they had with you guys a year ago, the double overtime thrill. He said, "You got to give Berkey some grief for me." He said, "That was quite the game."
Oh my gosh, I know, man. We had to drive 3 hours just to go play. No, yeah, Matt. Oh my gosh, that was so much fun. And Ed, I've known Ed since we went to Lincoln Lane together and stuff. And it was crazy just to look down at them and they look back at us. It's like something's got to give here. And yeah, Matt's a great dude. And I'd love to give him some grief, but I don't know, because I think they're going to be pretty good too. And I don't want to have any bulletin board material to step off the bus with already. So
smart. 13 years of experience working for you right there.
That was crazy. Yeah.
But you mentioned Staunton solid. No, Carlinville's going to be solid. Greenville will be good. This conference is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I think so too. We are. It's almost like every game is a rivalry game because everybody's been up here so much lately that it is. It's crazy because if you hate to think of it like this, but if you lose one conference game, you might already be out of it. You know what I mean? So you have to be ready to go every time. And I always tell you, we don't want to have any help. We want to win it outright. We don't want to get on the bus and say, well, Greenville does this against Staunton, and then, you know, if Gillespie does this against, you know, whoever, then maybe, no, we want to take care of it ourselves. But yet you're exactly right. These guys, it's a good time to be a coach around here because these guys have to be ready. And, yeah, it's crazy because it wasn't always like that around here, but soccer is definitely a big deal.
What's your expectation for the toppers this year?
State, I think. No.
Wait, why not? Aim high.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. We got a banner hanging in the house right now, actually. But, I would like to see some of these guys who are going to be getting a chance really step up and take advantage of that chance. Would really like to see some of these younger guys who have been, you know, playing for so long together to gel into a really good, solid high school program. I think we can do a lot of good things. So I'm cautiously optimistic, I guess you could say. But we're hopeful that we'll be as good as I think we can be. So.
Fantastic, Jason. Thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. It's great to hear the good news on Cameron, and best of luck this season, man.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. Jason Burke, the head coach of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. And that's going to wrap up our boys soccer preview. Thank you so much to Tim Johnson of Carletonville, John Overticchio of Gillespie, Matt Larson from Staunton, Daniel Bonnell of Lincolnwood, and Jason Burke of Hillsboro for joining us here this morning on Sports Saturday and our look at the upcoming boys soccer season. Volleyball preview is up next week here on Sports Saturday. Remember, get yourself out to Welfare Park in Gillespie. Help support that Gillespie Middle School softball program. Free admission. But go out there, grab lunch, get a delicious Chick-fil-A sandwich. All the money goes right back to the Gillespie Middle School softball program, which is entirely parent-funded. For David Jenkins, I am Tim Mize. Sports Saturday is done on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. WQSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carletonville, and Greenville. Have a great sporting weekend.